And we have left here
unfortunately, there was no time to complete it, and obviously there are other technicalities as well. What we then do is just to look at a sessional report for the last quarter. Although I don't know, I hope the county sector will take us through the period from September to December for a report presented in November. Already, you know, was clearing that. We'll also formally adopt the oversight, the report on the oversight visit to Central Energy Fund together with its subsidiaries, which we did in August. And also adopt the program for the first term next year, as well as the outstanding minutes. I just hope that very few minutes will be left now for us to adopt. Having said that, because we've taken a lot of time waiting for members, let me get apologies from the committee secretary.
Thank you, Chairperson. We've received two apologies, one from Honorable Tinto, who had a funeral over the weekend in Mthatha. She missed the flight last night. She's flying out this morning at 9 o'clock. And then also Mr. Salau informed me that he had a doctor's appointment now this morning, but he won't be joining us. Sir. And also Mr. Matau is on his way, Chair. He will be joining us. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Can you then take us through the sessional report? I think even before you do that, just explain to us what is the sessional report. How different is it from other reports? Why is it called a sessional report? Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, the sessional report refers to a term, Chair. Now, there are four sessional reports which make up the annual report. Now, just to get back to you on the with regard to why we're doing a sessional report. Previously, we used to do this time of the year, the annual reports. But last week, we were informed that this year things is going to be different. The annual report is of the committees is going to run over the financial year, as in the case with the departments. So now our annual report is going to run from March to March. And that's why we're doing a sessional report this term as well, Chair. So come in March, then we'll do an annual report of the committee. Now, to take you through the sessional report, Chair, number one is overview from the chairperson, then membership of the committee. Number three, the mandate of the committee. Number four, the list of entities reporting to the committee, which includes the department, NERSA, NNR, CEF, MEXA, and EDI. Number five, oversight trips or visits. For the period under review, the committee did not undertake any oversight visits. Now, members are aware that this is now for the period September to December. With regard to the September to December, Parliament was actually reopened during October. But with regard to the December, because the parliamentary period is running into December as well, Parliament will arise on the 9th of December. Yeah, yes. Then, number six, conference workshop seminar attended. This man should come up there. That's permission from my side. The only one that we attended during this period, or the committee attended, was the seminar on climate change.
It's in there today.
Yeah, it should be in there. From the 29th to the 30th of October, which was published, state report to the APC, the 11th of November. Debated in the House on the 17th, last week Thursday. International study tours, none was taken by the committee during this period under review. Papers referred to the committee, these are usually papers that are ATC for consideration and report. These included the annual report and financial statements of Budget Book 58 of the Department of Energy, CEF, all the entities, CEF, NNR, National Nuclear Regulator, the Electricity Distribution Industrial Holdings, Nuclear Energy Corporation, South African Nuclear Energy Corporation, and the National Energy Regulator of South Africa. This just includes the dates when we met with these different entities. For example, Department on the 14th, CEF the 25th, NNR the 18th, NEXA the 1st of November, and the NERSA on the 18th as well. Papers referred to the Committee for Consideration, none. For the period under review, no papers were referred to the Committee for Consideration, and the same goes for papers referred to the Committee for Information purposes as well. None was ATC'd. Meetings held by the committee during this term, 12. Including this one will then make it 13 meetings, yes. 12 cancelled meetings. For the period under review, the committee did not cancel any meetings. Legislation or bills processed by the committee. No legislation was processed by the committee. Public hearings. For the period under review, the committee did not schedule any public hearings. Number 15, consideration of Section 32 reports of PFMA published by the National Treasury. We had briefings by the department on the third and fourth quarter 2010-11, which was included in the committee's 2011 BRRR report. We also had briefings by the department on the first and second quarter performance report, which will form part of the 2012 budgetary review and recommendations report of the committee. FJ indicated last week that this is the first phase of the BRRR cycle. Consideration of annual reports tabled in Parliament in terms of the PFMA. This just relates again to the meetings the committee had with the department and entities on their various, on their respective annual reports. Applications, activities not approved by the House Chairperson, none. Sponsorship received by the committee, none. Budget of the committee, oh, this is wrong. Should be, what was yesterday, the 21st of November. For catering expenditure, 36,821 rand. Oversight visit, 162,506. This includes the visit to the CEF and the Atlantis Kuberg visits. Conference workshop, 18,000 rand. Total spent, 217,327 rand. The total budget allocated to the committee was 700. 77,000. Total expenditure 210,327. Budget available 559,673. And that concludes the support, the report here. Support staff unit manager Mr. Nkizi, content advisor Nan, committee secretary Rico Kotze, researcher Mr. Sidney Pep, executive secretary Mrs. Sikelwa Walaza. That is session report here.
Honourable members, there is the sessional report. I don't know whether you've been quite clear about what it is. I'm sure in the, was it the last or the other Sunday Times edition, adverts went out for content advisors. I've been one of the people who has been toy for a content advisor, because as we all know, energy is a very, very testing area, so we can't afford to go with out a content advisor. And with my experience from trade and industry, I know how helpful it is to have a content advisor. Anyway, I open the floor for inputs and comments. I would prefer we start from the first page and then we move. If you could do that, because it's quite a voluminous book. I don't say like minutes, page one, page two, just it starts from the beginning and then you move downwards. Any hand, any comment? None? Well, on my side, yes.
I've got some few comments that I want to also make. The problem was also appreciate the manager report has been drafted. It really shows or gives us a light of what has been done by the portfolio committee. Indeed, Chair. I would also like to probably initiate that, say, probably within our next term or next quarter, we must be able to ensure that we do hold public hearings, as they are an important aspect of the portfolio committee in engaging with the community and other relevant structures that should be able to get information in this matter. It's very much important, because having been able to, you know, give ourselves time in holding such in this term. But, you know, holding them now and then will be able also to assist us. Chair, I just want to get an understanding in terms of, you know, if we see how low have we used and utilized our budget. Basically, it really tells us that we haven't been able to perform accordingly. Because at some certain stage, you couldn't be able to also take some of the oversights that you expected to take, that will be able to assist us in ensuring that at least we equip ourselves with some knowledge. It would be very wise that we consider such, so that we don't find ourselves underspending in the next quarter. Because once the report comes explaining that we've underspent, it will be a very serious challenge. The other aspect to take but let me just pause there, Chair. I'll rise if I find the other question that I wanted to ask.
Honourable Ross.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, I would like to agree with my colleague, Honourable Khademi. The format is really it's well presented, and it gives us a nice working document to continue with perhaps in the next term. And I agree with the concerns regarding the budget not spent. Perhaps we could have done a little bit more here and there. And then just the public hearings, I think it's very valid that was said about the public hearings. It just reflects not so good on a committee that really worked hard, because if you take it to the bigger domain, then it'll say, where was your public hearings, what did you do? And it gives the impression that we did not go out to the people to consult, which is not definitely not the case. But the point that I really like to make is the bills processed by the committee. There's a lot of issues that I think we can as a committee perhaps enter the higher level where we can really see that we are proactive in terms of legislation and that we can pass bills. And I'd just like to have an example in terms of the distribution that we've been battling with. If we really apply our minds and we have researcher like Sydney that can assist us, and also on pricing and funding models, etc., I think we could have done a bit more, Jay. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. I also like to echo my voice to the wonderful document that you are having in front of us. My question is on the balance which is available. Is it not available until end of the term, the financial term? If then it's like that, then I think in the early year, in January, that's when we are supposed to do our trainings, so that we cannot have a balance of our budget underspending. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Any other input? Thanks very much, Chair, Honourable Members. Also, just a few things from my side as well, although obviously one has to shoulder this. You know, when I went through this last night, one of the things that came into my mind was it says September to December, and actually are closing in November. It would be more appropriate that we have in November. And I would be keen that we have the previous sessional reports, even if they are sent electronically. Because this is a new practice, you know. It's like, it's equivalent to Section 32 financial statements, you know, in a sense, and it would be good. But the bottom line is that it helps, you know, to facilitate self-assessment. Because right now, one can sense from the input side by various members that we can sense where we have, you know, performed, where we have missed out. And in that way, it will even strengthen my ability to propose, you know, programs in future and raise one or two other areas. I would like also, I don't know, the overview by me, maybe that's what I'm trying to say now. I hope it's recorded so that then I can include it. But I think if you can just make an agreement that the overview will be, I'll do it, circulate. If members are okay, we'll just include it, because I think that one caught me flat-footed. I also would like Ms. Nompanelo Mabetla to be included, but we qualify that she's not active, because it helps for for Parliament to understand that we've been working with one member, not around. Also, what is helpful is the way members have actually been testing this, our performance against our mandate, you know, legislation, oversight over the department, checking progress reports on the department and the entities as well. Although it doesn't say anything around you know, public engagement. What is of interest to me is actually, I thought we'd have a dotted line to ESCOM. Well, I suppose then formally ESCOM really does not apply, it does not report to us at all. I trust to understand, I'm just going through page by page, but I think this is a helpful document, a helpful tool to sense on things. Overseas trips, I hope members understand that there's a rotation of overseas trips. We've had a couple of trips and we're in that previous cycle, and then now this year and next year is a cycle for other committees, and then we'll be coming back in 2013, I suppose. But what we need to get cleared is, does this include trips which can be sponsored? Because if it doesn't, okay. But it's also for financial consideration. Sometimes that could happen. Okay. I've always been confused about that. Welcome, Dr. Slam. Order. Honorable members, never mind. Honorable Tao, you missed the excitement before we started.
Yeah.
About the color of suits that we want.
Oh.
With regards to the conferences and seminars, I would prefer, in terms of the National Consultative Seminar, that the analysis of the event in terms of government priorities and put in Parliament's strategic objectives, which is that of facilitating public participation and public involvement. Because if we were not guided by outcomes then, we actually were guided by one of our strategic objectives, because we invited various stakeholders according to our own mandate and function. And I suppose also in terms of report, I'm not sure in that column that says report, shouldn't it say report available, so that we can say yes or no? Because if there's a stage that report, it becomes unclear. Yeah. I think it would be better to say availability of report. Oh, one of the members, I made a confusion. I made reference to international trips, right? With oversight trips, this session, we didn't plan for that, because we were of the expectation that we were going to handle the small bill, and we know that the small bill was going to really take a big chunk out of our time, as well as the budget review process. Probably the first term would always be a difficult time, but last week we still could have done a study tour, or even this coming Friday, but because of the unavailability of members, we decided to draw that. Papers referred to the committee in page 5. Is it vote? You see, regard to financial statement vote 28. Is it 28 or 29?
Okay.
If you could just verify that. And also, in terms of the referral date versus consideration date, the referral date is later than the consideration date, that is 19 October and 14 October. Can you look into that quite seriously? With regards to 10.2 and 10.3 in page 8, something strikes me there. We expect to get papers for consideration for information purposes. Most probably from the department as well as its various entities. And other members, what strikes me is that have you been getting them in any case, even in other court terms? Because surely they ought to be generating even the entities different documents, either on the annual reports, particularly if you look at what NERSA was presenting in its annual reports. Can you keep that in mind? Because it tends to be, loaded or parachuted with documents at the end of the year is not helpful, as compared to getting them, on a quarterly basis. So I suppose we need to just check with the various entities as well, and even on programs, as to whether it's not appropriate to actually have some of the key documents coming out or presented to us, on a quarterly basis. I think in terms of the meetings, it seems we have done quite well. What is also striking, just as a comment, is that we've always been expecting quite a number of bills, not just the ISMO bill. Everything is just expectation and pending. My anxiety is that once these bills are brought in, then our life will just get lost, blocked with processing legislation, which actually takes precedence. Not that we shouldn't do that, but then it swings us and diverts us from doing other things. But of course, there's always a queue at the cabinet level for other legislation as well. We'll hopefully be dealing with the ESMA bill early next year. Coming to public hearings, maybe that term, public hearings, Mr. Kotler, should be changed to public engagement. I'll tell you why. It's because recently we had an energy public meeting, which is a variant of a public hearing. And the question, where do we put it under here? It should be included. It was our activity, and rest assured, honorable members, if not by the end of this year, by early next year, you will get records of proceedings of that energy public meeting, and we'll still have, as long as the speaker's office allows us, we'll still have quite a number of them next year, and I hope members will join us in the future. I think in page 19, if at least we could say report was not considered, just a small semantic issue. Under budget, yes, I got a bit of a concern myself around this. I've been trying my best to get update from the finance committee. It has been an uphill, honorable members, even if I wasn't sharing that with you, because
it's not helpful to get towards the end of the financial year that this is how far you use. Not that we'll just use money. At times we use money prudently because we don't want to overspend. But at some stage, you know, also need to get comfort as to what is the rate of expenditure so that we can then, you know, honestly be ambitious or take a bold step and engage in other activities as well, you know, which would do. And I trust and hope we will use this together with the committee secretary to impress very strongly to committee support that we need quarterly updates, just like Section 32 financial expenditures. We need quarterly updates as well to see our rate of expenditure because it helps us, you know, as I say, to see how confident can we be to take up extra activities over and above the regular and conventional activities. I also would prefer that we use the, what do they call it? I don't know when it's a financial report, but when it's a budget, this is a financial report, isn't it? Because it says budget here, it's not a budget. Yeah. It says notes to budget. I don't know when it's a financial report. You say notes to financial report or something like that. Because it's important that it be clear that if you say catering is for how many meetings, at least, say oversight, you can then have a footnote and say, or other that notes to financial report, which oversight activities are we referring to. Also, the workshop. And also, I think the nature of this is our expenditure up to now. Maybe that's one of the things we need to play around with. But honourable members, this also triggers me that whilst we have a sessional financial report, we should have a sessional budget as well. Because we have a term program. Why don't we have the financial implications? So as a practice, let's start from that, Mr. Kose, and onwards. It will be very, very helpful. Otherwise, members, well, this is the beginning of our own budget review cycle internally now. And I think it's important because, you know, I always joke at times, even with my comrades, that fine, we can run around and chase the department or the executives, but we should equally do that within ourselves and make sure that we're just as efficient, you know, so that we really we see ourselves as well as the public see ourselves that we're true to the last point that you know, accountability is not just something we expect from others, but we expect from ourselves. Thanks very much. Oh, that's something that I wanted to lobby everybody. I know I'm on record in any case. You complain about public hearings, which we can handle. You know, we can articulate on specific things. I know even my comrades at times, they really crave for public hearings on specific areas. Also, oversight is not done. But, you see, one of the challenges, when you are one meeting a week committee, one meeting a week committee, you then face challenges. I had quite early submitted a proposal to the Speaker's office for us to be upgraded to two meetings a week committee. I don't know. They are grades A, B, and C. I can't remember which one is it, but as long as I know that. Great Sea, as it has been said. And there was reluctance to upgrade us. I suppose things like this, you know, we're going to use so that I can confidently go back and say, even my committee now, not just myself, you know, the office of the chair, but the committee has actually identified issues that really further motivate that we need to be considered. I know it's not going to be easy. A lot of things are brought into the table for consideration for that. But obviously, we will do so. And in terms of doing oversight, particularly oversight visits, I suppose there's been quite a number of other activities within Parliament that tended to take precedence. But it just means that since we have identified that, let's be more creative as to how we can ensure that we enhance our oversight work. Maybe even look at different ways of conducting oversight. Honourable members, I'm sure we're done with this, and let's thank the committee secretary for the report. And are we supposed to formally adopt it?
No,
sir. Oh, it's just submitted.
Yeah.
Okay, but in future, I'm sure it should be formally adopted. But as I was saying, this is a new practice. I'm sure we'll improve on it. Remember, can we move to the second item in the agenda, which is the Central Energy Fund? A report which we went through, but it's just that we wanted it to be cleaned, we wanted to take it on board. Wanted to take on board the, oh, here is that. The inputs from the various entities, from SAS recordings, and clean up a few things. I must say, from our side at least, one has tried his level best to look at, you know, the document, and I'm quite happy and fine with it. Have the members picked up anything, or shall we? Has the members looked at anything before we formally adopt it? Okay, I'll allow a few minutes for members to go through the document. numbers, if you are happy particularly with the findings, the conclusion, not conclusions, conclusion, we need to fix that. And recommendations. Can I invite a member to move for adoption? Honorable Khadebe. Oh, Chair. Oh, you wanted to comment? Okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment before Chair adopts that if we remember correctly, that we need to ensure that probably in the next term we put a program in terms of following up these issues that we've raised with the department in relation to the CF, especially with our recommendations in the terms of the renegotiation with the Philips contract that they make, so that we can be able also to check in terms of also the update there, and the issue on in terms of the job creation, so that we also keep up to speed with ourselves in terms of the State of the Nation address. As the President has debated, our follow-up debate in that regard must be able to either have the Department of Energy, you know, coming up to speed with the previous State of the Nation address in terms of the issue of job creation, and in relation to what CF has promised to create. The last one, Chair, the issue of promoting local manufacturing. If we, you know, tend to follow the debate around the COP17, the most critical aspect was the creation of a sector that will produce local manufacturing products in relation to all the renewable energies. So that we can be able also to check whether our, as a department for the energy sector, are we also complying with the issue of the local manufacturing process. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Khadebe. I think on the State of Nation directives, the budget review cycle is going to help us on that. We just need to be alert as to how we factor that in, but I'm sure it will. And with regard to the local manufacturing in the renewable energy sector, there are one or two areas that would really make you happy on that. One is the current bidding process, you know, for IPPs on renewable energy. It's clear part of the criteria or the requirements for service providers that will get the contracts would be job creation and local manufacturing, you know, local content as they call it. So it's going to come up, and as we had committed ourselves, at some stage, once the adjudication is over, we definitely would invite the department, or the department on its own would really be keen to come and share with us, you know, what happened to this phase one. But in any case, the issue of local manufacturing has come up in the budget review report. So we are bound also from that angle to follow it up, you know, from phase one, which starts this month. So rest assured, Honorable Khadebe, those two, you know, are locked in a systemic process. You know, it's not something that we have to remember. As long as we make sure that we work according to the system, they will definitely come up. But thanks for emphasizing that, because they are very important, particularly the issue of job creation, you know, within the directives of State of Nation Address. Okay, honorable members, if that's fine, then can we move to, can you get a move and a second?
I move, sir.
Honorable Tao moves and Honorable Lotto is seconding. Thank you very much. But let me just put on record, there are still two reports that this committee have not adopted, which were handled, you know, which were out of the trips that were taken. I think it was last year. The reason why we could not adopt them is because members who attended those international events were not present when the reports were presented. Now, one of the delays is that there's been a change of committee secretaries. I want to appeal to the current committee secretary to really ensure cooperation from the previous committee secretary to bring forward those two reports. I've been trying my best, but to no avail. But there will be a limit at some stage to do just mere persuasion, because it's not reflecting good on us as a committee. And the documents are there, honorable members. But as you know, honestly, you know, according to procedure, it's the people who attended who need to confirm the veracity and accuracy of those reports. And we can at least work quickly on that. If the day they are around, we can quickly make sure that the reports are tight. But please, Mr. Kotse, can you impress very strongly to Mr. Kwebu that if by the end of this month we don't get anything, I'll have to take the matter further up now. Because the issue is reflecting badly on us. Thank you. Honourable members, would you like to take a break or shall we proceed? Which one? Okay. Because I can sense some good stamina today and good energies. Okay. Program for next year, first term, honourable members, there you are. The committee week for 10 days, 17th to 27th, before intensive work starts. And our first term goes up until 20th of March, which lends us into a constituency period for about 15 days, I think. The proposal, honorable members, in this instance is that we take up oversight on three areas. One is the refineries. The issue of refinery, you know, processing has been a little bit of a hot potato, if to put it mildly. And we really need to be on top of it. And the proposal is also to use that two-day trip to Etegwini to meet with SAPI as well. So we can work out where we can meet. And also the communities that are surrounding the refineries, because there has been a couple of concerns that came out from those communities one way or another. Another oversight visit is, well, it says Mossel Bay. It's actually Petro SA in Mossel Bay. We've been concerned on the from Tau, LPG. Now let's go and check ourselves. Let's use that opportunity to focus just on LPG and one or two other things that we look into around that. The study tour that's being proposed is a hybrid energy, is two pilot hybrid energy systems in Eastern Bay, Cape, Ehluleka Nature Reserve in the Wild Coast, Naselicingwe. They're just close to each other, a little bit towards the eastern side of Umtata, around Port St. John's, more or less. The motivation for this, honorable members, is that this exposes us to what would say rural energy system, if I can use a crude term, or mini-grid or off-grid,
because the argument I have is that we've so been so much exposed to the, you know, national grid. You know, went to Darling, you know, whatever it feeds immediately into the national grid. You know, if we would have gone to Tos Refir, I am sure even Tos Refir is so quick to feed into the national grid. You know, and also even the landfill, which would have, you know, gone to on this coming Friday, could have fed into the national grid. But the question that keeps on coming, we talk about rural development, we talk about caring for the rural hinterland. Now, shouldn't we get exposed to a project of that nature? Here is an opportunity then. And I happen to be lucky that I met one of the engineers or scientists from CSIR who is involved in this. When there was the Indaba on wind energy a few weeks earlier, and he was very, very encouraging that we should go and have a look at this. And also the department in any case is involved in this. So much as this is a study tool, but it has some oversight element as well because the department is involved. And it will be our first extra parliamentary meeting whereby we'll also take the opportunity and have a session with communities around and just have a sense as to which these energy systems are working with them. Hybrid is hybrid in the sense that there's hydro, there's solar, there are batteries, I'm not sure with wind. So it's really a very interesting combination. And I hope, you know, not hope. The researcher will definitely have to be seized with good preparatory work, because it just means that as soon as you come back, you know, it would be good if we can use that week for constituency period. I think it's the second week of January to just look at the background information for that. The rest we'll do a briefing. We'll get a briefing of Presidential Review Committee on State-Owned Energies. This is a directive that's coming from the Speaker's office that since the Presidential Review Committee is almost towards the conclusion of its work. No, sorry. Apologies. Let's strike that off the record. They've actually built quite considerable momentum in their work, and they actually have also taken another step of interacting with the portfolio committees or parliamentary committees directly. So we need just to prepare ourselves as well here on how we interact with them. Obviously they'll brief us, but I'm sure there's a lot that will come out of us. We've just adopted a report on CEF, and you can imagine the amount of reaction that came out from members. So that will be an opportunity as well to see how we strengthen state-owned entities, because the Presidential Review Committee to review state-owned entities and how they can be strengthened. And after COP17, it would be helpful the department to update us as well what it drew from COP17 and the way forward. We'll also be having our training, you know, in January. One of the members, February is allocated for East Mobile. That's where public hearings will come in now. And after that, we'll be having the energy performance reports, both operational and financial. The only other thing we'll be adding there is the National Planning Development Plan from the NPC, but with a special focus on energy. Remember when they came, they were still not clear. They just shared with us the diagnostic tool. Now that they have come up with a development plan, I'm sure we can then interact with them more confidently. And remember, the timing is quite nice because we would have just come out of COP17. You know, quite a lot of things would have been triggered there. COP7, I mean, climate change issues as it is, they are 80% energy.
the climate change challenges. So we would be quite loaded on that. Just as a small comment, we're working very hard with the committee secretary to make sure that the ISMO bill is formally submitted this year so that we can send out adverts for the public to be given enough time, you know, over the holidays if they want to, and a couple of weeks, I mean, the whole of January, in fact, for them to make the submissions. Because I'm sure all of us attach a lot of importance on the ISMO bill because of its significance. So we'll therefore be prepared for it. There will be a formal briefing on it once again. I know we did get it, but because it has gone through NEDLAC, we definitely would be keen to get another briefing, you know, through NEDLAC, so that we're really up to scratch on the bill. That's it, honourable members. Please don't try to overload the program, because we are one meeting a week. That's the greatest challenge. Even myself, I'm always itching when I'm looking to say, I wish we could add this, but one meeting a week committee is a hell of a pressure. Dadam Lotto. Okay, after signing. I hope you're not signing your life away.
No, no. Thank you, Chairperson. I'm quite impressed with our program. But I would want to suggest that this man is really disturbing. Chairperson, I would suggest that we look at this area of between the 16th and 20th again. I agree with most of the areas that have been suggested. But I'm saying, in the light of the recent crisis in the liquid fuel, maybe it's an area that we might want to give it more attention and allocate more if it's possible. For instance, I would suggest that we need to, when we visit the refineries, just to understand the whole value chain, not just the refineries only, and to understand even how do the pipelines fit into this whole thing. Because part of the crisis arises from this whole value chain. So I would suggest that we look at the whole value chain. For instance, to look at the security of supply of crude oil, you know, physically see how this thing is being imported, what are the dynamics, whether the port infrastructure that's there, is it adequate, and does it enhance the security of supply, or are there any other challenges in terms of the port infrastructure? Maybe we might want to invite Transnet to make a presentation of their port infrastructure as it relates to the supply of crude. And maybe we also might want to take an opportunity of talking about with the owners of these oil refineries about the challenges of the upgrade of the refineries, because you remember the department did indicate to us that there are issues around the issue of the upgrade of the infrastructure in terms of ensuring our standards reach the level of the clean fuels of European standards. So maybe that's an area we need to talk to the owners of the refineries and understand what are the dynamics, what are the challenges in relation to that. Well, the issue of the pipeline, I've already talked about it. Maybe we need to also to invite Transnet as the builders of the pipeline to take us through what is the progress report in relation to this thing, and how far would this crisis go if certain things are not in place. Because, you know, there's talk about that in the media, that there's a serious crisis in terms of fuel supply. I'm not sure whether there will be still sufficient time to talk about storage, but I thought maybe those are the issues that we might want to look at, Chairperson.
Marana, thanks very much. You strengthened, because focus was just going to be on refineries. Surely, I'm sure we would, down the line, would have remembered that we can't be in Durban and then forget about Transnet multi-purpose pipeline. It comes in, you know, very logical. But we definitely, I'm sure, are agreeable on members about the security of stocks, you know, strategy. we definitely will have to be quite creative in how we use those 2 days. There are a couple of refineries there. The question is the extent to which you can go to all of them is another thing. To me, let's leave it when we do the detailed planning as to which ones do we visit, and we can be quite creative on that. But thanks very much for that. At least we'll be able to have a sense. Then also remember, anything that arises out of that will help us in the budget review cycle, because the cycle becomes a very interesting tool these days for oversight work, because we can immediately factor that in the follow-up terms, whether it's the second or third term. Of course, also in view of the fact that also the minister, Mr. Senior, if I'm correct, has initiated an audit of refineries, isn't it? Yeah. So by the time we get that report on audit of refineries, we'll be sort of in a good position to deal with it, because we'd have had, an exposure, one way or another, which should be a practice in any case, so that when we get briefings or presentations, we don't just come in from the cold as a committee. We should be at least having some basic understanding of any issue at hand. Honourable members, if you are happy now with the program for next year, it means yes.
Chairperson, I see this program is subject to change. The constituency period 20 March to 5 March. I don't know which one comes first.
Program is subject to change as you must look at previous programs. We'll dream and have everything, then all of a sudden comes out something from Parliament and it takes us off balance and we have to do away. I mean, remember, we wanted to go to El Tungweni in September, but all came in these major Parliament activities. Not our own. We would have loved to have gone there, so that by next year we would have gone to another place now. I mean, right now we're sitting on two things, those refir and the Marian Hill landfill gas in Etegwini. We still have to work out when do we go there. But now, even that one, it has been superseded by other urgent matters. You know, we can't sit here and not get satisfied, even if you agree or disagree about. Are we clear about what's happening with the, security of stocks, Are we clear about what's happening to refineries? Because media is doing things, Members are concerned as individuals, but at some stage, as a collective, as a committee, we should really get, a comprehensive, exposure, And as you can see, even proposing 2 days, not just to chip in, and chip out, fly in and fly out. No, let's have time, let's go, let's talk, where are my helmets and the other white overalls and stuff. But at the end of the day, let's go into a boardroom, let's have people sitting down explaining to us, we require questions, our researcher is here listening, let him prepare as much information before, We're all doing that, Notwithstanding that we are planning other things, we want to be exposed to those refuse because about solar. We want to be exposed to landfill gas because we generate a lot of waste in South Africa. And if you know that technology is very, very interesting when you see it, how you actually get methane out of landfills for energy. So, that sort of thing. So please. And at times, remember, this gets approved by the, the speaker, the house chair on behalf of the speaker. And sometimes they would say, no, you can't have this activity on this day because we have planned this. Well, it's always good to indicate when the constituency period comes in so that it may block us or we may also, if we feel strongly as a committee that there's an activity that we really would like to appeal to the Speaker's office to say, give us one day off, you know, 1 or 2 days off the constituency period. Then, with motivation, we approach that. It may be the small bill, it may be the, what's the other one that may chase us, this NERSA or the electricity regulation, you know. I mean, we all know we've been handling this time and again. What if becomes, you know, what if the pressure, you know, starts hotting up such that we say, look, can we please be given a chance to fix up this thing, you know, during constituency period? So I think those two are just brought in for that purpose.
It's a very nice program. It really shows that the chair doesn't sleep, you know. And it really shows that, you know, the stress that you were having last week. None of this very beautiful, marvelous work. Chair, I think we must be able to appreciate it while we still can. I think one of the towers just said it mouthfully earlier. Chairperson, I was just checking, when are we doing probably visits to the department regional offices, the province? Because I was thinking, you know, so as we also look at the issue of the petroleum licensing, I'm raising this chair because as I check and evaluate
just
this
don't
program,
motivate.
No, chair, just a minute.
Let's do this. We've got 2 days in the Teguini, eh? Why don't we say one of the 2 days we must have a meeting, a presentation, if we're going to say SAPIA, we invite SAPIA to the regional offices of the department. So we kill 2 bears with 1 stone.
The question is whether it will be sufficient for the type of work.
Come again?
I'm saying the question is whether it will be sufficient for the type of work we want to do with the, in relation to the refinery and the pipeline.
I know. We spent some time last year a couple of months ago in the Western Cape regional offices. But all one is raising that since we've been in KZN, why don't you just take the opportunity and just be there? We will not have done as comprehensive and thorough oversight as we have done in here, but at least we have had an exposure. Also on the other hand, Honorable Lord and Hadebe, remember the visit we made to the regional office here in Cape Town gave us a very good insight of the challenges that are taking place in other regional offices. At least for now, let's just, factor that in. Of course, considering that we wouldn't be doing as thorough oversight as we would. We'd just be, the fact that we would be there, at least we can take about 30 minutes or so just to get a glimpse of how the offices run, what challenges are they facing, whether from the time we've been raising our concerns, there's been any responses. Because I assume that the budget review report would reach the attention of both the National Treasury and the Appropriations Committee. Can you leave it at that and we'll build on it? I think as a matter of practice, Honorable Khadebe, is that whenever we go to a province, we should be creative enough that some of the meetings we hold, particularly if they are not big meetings, we link them with the regional office because then it exposes us to the regional offices. Fine. Teresla.
I might have lost a lot of things in the process as a result of absence. And you will forgive me if I ask questions that have already been dealt with. There are two questions that are coming into mind. The one question is, On the program. We are on the program. Whether the program is related to the program of Parliament. As we know, the first quarter of the year, you normally get the president's opening address, you get the budget, you get those debates beginning around the budget vote and all that. Whether we are not going to find ourselves having set dates that we later on have to cancel because they clash with the dates where Parliament is going to do. That is the one area. But the other area is on the report of the committee that has just been adopted, there is a lot of follow-up activities that needs to take place that the committee is committing itself to. Are they perhaps maybe intended to go to the next financial year, which would mean inclusion of some of these actions that committees will have to take will only come then, or can some of them start to be included? Could some of them be possibly included into the program? I'm not sure as to the timing of this report, the committee's report. Is it a report valid up to the 31st of March, which means anything that is in it, you can only follow it up after that into the new financial year? Or is it a report that would be submitted now at the end of the calendar year, which therefore means the things we are saying in our recommendations in this one can already be started, because then it is work in progress? Thanks.
Thank you. With regards to the first question, definitely. If you look at the February, usually the State of National Address or formal opening of Parliament is either 9th or 10th of February. I'm sure the Cabinet Secretary did look into that. But nevertheless, once it goes into the House Chairperson's office, this proposed program, they immediately pick up those things and quickly adjust them. The second question is a tough one. Once again, one meeting a week becomes a challenge. However, Honorable Slavo, can I commit to you that if in the CF report there are issues that are not factored in the budget review report, we will definitely try our level best. We link them one way or another. But what we did, in spite of the fact that the report was not formally adopted, we felt that let us take on board issues that are in the CEF report and factor them in. Now, the problem in adopting as I said, you know, a program for each committee is that there's so much you can adopt, and you need to prioritize. A very good example, it's not of our own choice that we have the Presidential Review Committee on state-owned enterprises. Surely from our side we'd have loved something else, but we were pushed to do it. Not that I don't like it, but also as you know, appreciate the importance of them. Can I propose to close this point by saying that should there be anything that we pick up on the way, we can motivate for an extra day. Remember, honourable members, we always motivate for an extra day, particularly Friday, which is not popular, unfortunately, and pick up that important issue. I think that's one of the reasons why we just put the first program. We don't necessarily handle, take up any extra days. And as we move along, once we begin to realize that there's an important issue that we cannot afford to overlook during a specific term, we then motivate for its inclusion. Yeah, let's leave it in that flexibility. Of course, within the ambit of saying that we will still motivate for upgrading to C-level. All right, members, then let's move to minutes. Oh, there is tea outside for members who would like to go and grab a cup, but members said that let's just move with speed so that we conclude. The first set of minutes I would like us to look at is minutes of Friday, the 14th of October. That's when the department presented its annual reports, both operational and financial. Let's just do the usual drill. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6. I see in page 6 the mention is made of Medubi. Isn't that Medubi? Okay, honorable members, can we have a mover and a seconder if you're happy with the minutes with this correction?
Chairperson, I move that the minutes be adopted with the corrections of that Medubi.
Honorable Mativela moves.
A second, thank you, Chair.
Honorable Ross seconds. Thank you very much. Let's go to Tuesday, the 18th of October, where we're getting briefings from the NNR and the NEXA. We start with page 1. It's NEXA in the front and then NERSA at the bottom. One of the reasons why it's caught my eye, I know I missed the next presentation. Okay, page 1 corrected, and everywhere where there's next, I will say NASA. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7. Okay, all the members, let's get a move and a seconder. That is Lau moves. Any seconder? That is Lord. Thank you very much. Just as a comment, I trust all the members at least appreciated the amount of work that NERSA is doing. Sometimes you tend to think that NERSA is about, what is it, that I'm not, MYP?
Yeah, MYP.
MIPD, it's just about regulation of electricity pricing. I think one way or another, we should be creative at some stage that we really engage NERSA very, very, not just intensively, but extensively. There's a lot that's being done by that institution. You know, there's a lot. And it impacts and influences, you know, the energy sector tremendously. Okay, let's move to Wednesday, October 19. That's when now we're handling the oversight report and also budget review report. Ah, it's only one page. Because if the attachments, that comes, the attached documents. Okay, honorable members, if you're happy with the one page, any move on the second last? Honorable Khadebe moves. Honorable Madawu seconds. Thank you very much. October 25 on Tuesday, we had briefings from SEF and Pedro S.A. on their annual reports. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4, page 5, page 6. I see no hand, I therefore would invite a move on the seconder. Honorable Khadebe moves. Honorable Mutawo seconds. Oh, sorry, I didn't pick you up. First of November, that was next now. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6. Let us allow you sign here. All your sins away. Because you were the acting chair. I think we should indicate even that's in the front. Okay.
Honorable Ross. Just here on page 5, the responses, number 4, is the first bullet, NERSA. I think it should be NEXA.
Oh. Thank you for that. And everywhere elsewhere, there's a NERSA. And welcome here. I see in the resolutions there's oh yes, can we also just correct in the resolution, NEXA should forward at one innovation disclosures, not must. We're learning ourselves into hot water. The committee resolved that NEXA must forward their marketing campaign, should forward their marketing campaign. This is to say also resolved. I'm sure Mr. whether we can ask now, 2 weeks is over from the 1st of November. Just give a general reminder to NACSA. Okay. Yes. Now, can I get a move under seconder?
With the amendment, Chair, I move.
And that is now second. Second of November. The joint meeting with science and technology, where we got a briefing from Saneri Sanedi and the South African Renewable Energy Renewables Initiative. This is our own share. Now, also, for all my sins, I'm put in the at the end. Anyway, page one.
Are these not to be adopted by science and technology? This is a joint meeting that was shared by science and technology for all committees.
For our purposes. Oh, we submitted for our records. Okay. Page one. Page two.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was Wednesday, Chair. And I remember correctly, I forwarded my apology on Tuesday. That because on Wednesday I was attending the Higher Education and Training Portfolio Committee.
Yes.
My apologies not being submitted. And of which, as I've mentioned, that I'm serving in both committees, it would be very difficult for me to compromise the other portfolio committee, whereas it is their day of being scheduled,
okay,
as they expect me as well.
Fine.
As I don't do compromises, I this NH Portfolio Committee.
Your apology is going to be recorded. Honorable Khaded. Okay. And what about me? Yeah. The three apologies. Okay, that's corrections in page two. Page three.
And I think it was during this period when we had a standing apology from the tribunal.
Yes.
But it was during this period.
We add as well. Page three. Page four. Since this committee didn't have any resolutions. The last two bullet points are very crucial things that we need to have a workshop on the National Energy Act, and we are going to have our own thing around the National Energy Act with the exclusion of others. So I hope we know to that. Okay, let me invite. Of course, I was in the chair. Honorable Ross.
And Mr. Mdow. But unfortunately, Mr. Mdow is in the period of mourning. I don't know why. He's
Honorable Ross, are you moving?
I'm moving, Ross.
And Adam Taul, second. Thank you very much. Now, 8th of November, that's when we're adopting the budget review and recommendations report, page 1. Fine. Page 2. Done. Oh, by the way, because we're looking at the thick document itself, okay, which is, by the way, is going to be submitted today in the House. Can I get a move and a seconder? Let us allow moves and the seconder. Honorable Ross, second. Okay. Friday, 11th of November. Friday, 11th of November, when we had a joint meeting with two other portfolio committees, and let me tell you, honorable members, you missed there. I trust and hope the committee secretary shared with you all the documents that were there. Traveling, I'm already seeing an age missing there. But can we pass this until Honorable Matibela comes back? Let's go to Tuesday 15, when we were last week, when we were starting now the first phase of the budget review cycle. We looked at the second quarter performance report and also looked at something very interesting, public participation programs, which I'm sure all of us have been quite firm that there'll be quarterly activities or quarterly briefings, unless there's too much pressure. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. What baffles me a little bit is that it's not only the Department of Energy that was responding here. The other departments were responding as well.
No.
Oh, sorry, I'm mixing it. Okay, the public participation, okay. No. Okay. Page 6, the resolution.
That point you were raising, which is that it still comes that, in the exception of one resolution, everything is about the energy. The first one, I think, comes that it needs to be able to come to do the digital plan.
Yes.
The committee, I'm not sure which committee that respect. Now, it's still the plan.
Yes.
Do you?
In their presentation, they mentioned that certain municipalities were not sufficiently meeting business plan and unable to sign contracts, and therefore they could not disperse money to them as the Department of Energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fine. Chairperson, yeah, just
for the committee secretary to change the must to should. But all of them are bad.
Yes, you may not be giving them a choice, but you're painting us into a corner. Yes. Okay. Then if I pay happy with page 6 and the changes.
Is the wording correct on the first? The department is for the list of the municipalities that fail to comply to.
Yeah, no, your question, I guess. It doesn't make sense. That fail to comply.
With what?
Yeah.
Right. With submitting the list.
That failed to comply with DORA regulations. Is that helpful? Because if you go into detail, we'll land into trouble. Thank you, Mr. Mpepe. At least if you just say that failed to comply with DORA regulations. Okay, let me get a mover. Madam Lotto. And a seconder.
With the amendment, Chair, I second.
Honorable Khadeb, a second. Now, Honorable Matibela is holding us.
Postponed until next year.
two areas I do want to
say. Yes.
One is, I must start by appreciating the good work that the secretary of this committee is doing. As was alluded to by my colleagues earlier, this is an improvement from what we have read in the past. But I still believe that more can be done. Why don't we make the item on minutes to be a standard item in every city, so that in every city we adopt just the set of the previous city, than to have this big book where we don't even remember some of the things and how they were ending. And I think with this efficient kind of secretary, that is possible. The second point, Jefferson, is that we do not have an item called matters arising. And in many meetings, we make decisions about certain actions to be taken. But we never ensure whether these things have been done or they have not been done. Two ways, one of the two ways can be looked at. One is we include the item matters arising in the adoption of minutes, or the chairperson together with the secretary in the formulation of the agenda. Could look at those matters that are in the previous minutes that need follow-up and isolate them and just put them there as follow-up items so that we don't just talk about issues and throw them away. We are able to follow them and find out why is nothing not happening.
Thank you, Dr. Slam. Now, the most interesting thing is that when I came into Parliament, that the first thing I also checked myself, that is of matters arising. I can't remember what the response I got, but I left it there. Do we have matters arising in Parliament? It's allowed.
Yes, it is.
But why did it? I mean, I'm really making a confession here, because I remember as far back as 2004-05, I did check on this. And the moment I got some response, which I can't even remember, and then I just dropped the whole thing. So all these years, I just took as if... No. I would propose that we say it matters for follow-up, you know, because we really have to extract this, because it means we'll have to make sure that our minutes are quite professionally done, so that we can extract those and put them on record that these are the matters that need a follow up. And if we then in the process of compiling the minutes we miss out something, then members could raise that, and then it will help us in the system to ensure that we don't have leakages and leave things undone on the way. In terms of the standing items, not just the one, but in any case, from your proposal, that of the minutes, we definitely will take the point. Thanks very much. We'll work. We'll definitely ensure that that's a standing item. Mama Kevela, it's you and I then now, when it comes to minutes of Friday, the 11th of November, which other honorable members decided to miss. A very, very exciting day. So you and I, let's go through on behalf of them. Page 1, I've already seen there, that then traveling is NCH, not NCA. And let's look at page 2 and see if we are okay with it. Let's look at page 3, if you are happy with it. And let's look at page 4, if you are not happy with it. And let's look at page 5, if you are happy with it. Let's look at page 6, if you're happy with it. We have no choice but to concur, the two of us. If you... Okay, shall I invite you to move?
Thank you, Chairperson. I move for the minutes to be adopted.
Well, I have to second you unavoidably. But, honorable members, let's close. I know we wanted to close in time. This was a very, very interesting session, and I trust and hope the committee secretary will share the outstanding documents with you on this. You know, at times we look at these areas as sort of soft targets or soft issues, whereas when we got a presentation from the different departments, energy, labor, and the one on women, children, and persons with disabilities, it was so interesting to see the synergies that emerged between the three departments. And I trust and hope, if you look at the resolutions, there will be a follow-up on that, whereby we highlighted the issue of the Learner Focus Week, and also issues around stats on types of jobs occupied by women and persons with disabilities. Although Pedro S.A., with the incorrect spelling there, in page 6, was highlighted, but one would say that is expected in all the entities. The other thing that's of interest is the MOUs, the Memorandum of Understanding, that is signed by the Department of Women, Children and People with Disabilities with various departments to look into this affirmation. It was very, very striking that for the first time I began to appreciate that it's really a lamentable situation that this department is not given the requisite resources it deserves, because they really are doing a very good job, like Honorable Chabane's department, you know, this department, this long was Department of Performance and Monitoring and Evaluation. Just like that, they pick up things that fall within the cracks. And I'm sure once we get at least a copy of the MOU, Secretary, we'll circulate it, and on that basis we'll appreciate the good work that's being done. In closure, I'd like to just raise one thing which should be thrown back to the committee support. The format of reporting for BRRR is important, because just as we were going through the minutes once again, I saw, and it came back into my mind, the entities, the way they reported was quite helpful, but because the format was not uniform, you wouldn't pick up, you know, some had highlights and lowlights, some had good performance, and so it would be helpful that the committee support unit, as well as the budget office, once it gets established, can look into, you know, a uniform format of reporting, so that we can pick up same things from all the departments. They can add at least, but we'd like to ensure that at least we get information on various areas on their performance. Honourable members, I'm sure we've come to a close now. Let me thank everybody, not only for today, but for the rest of the year, having worked with all our up and downs, different points of views, which must always be seen as a way of strengthening us, not in a defeatist or adversarial way. I trust and hope we'll also do our best when we come back in January, just to reflect and refresh our minds, going through minutes, picking up issues that we need to follow up, as we could even see in the minutes as we're looking right now, and start the year with more vigor than this year. It's going to be a tough year with a lot of activities coming up, once again, particularly post COP17. We're looking with anxiety but also with hope that it will produce something that will put us in a better situation. Next year we'll be expecting the department to brief us on the outcomes of the adjudication of the bidding for renewable energy by IPPs. I'm sure NERSA will be together with them to give us their experiences after providing licensing. Of course, not that we will not look at other challenges that already is being articulated with our oversight visits, the gas sector, the hydrocarbons. I'm sure also we'll look at the extent to which the department itself gets strengthened in order to provide the requisite services, such that we don't find it wanting and get it gets flat-footed when crises arise, like it has happened this year. With that, I'm sure we need to roll our sleeves, take a good rest, prepare for both COP17 and the last constituency work, and come back refreshed. Thank you very much. The meeting stands adjourned. I haven't even started it. I told them that okay, don't cancel.